Yes, I can explain that. In fact, I explained it in an article that came out in March of 1976 in the Journal of the ASA Society. Basically, the argument that has been used from the standpoint of cosmic dust to show that the Earth is young goes as follows. We know that both the Moon and the Earth is constantly being bombarded by meteorites, large and small. A lot of this material is very tiny that we call dust that comes into the Earth, falls through the atmosphere, and collects on Earth. And then this material is eventually washed into the oceans. There's something very interesting about cosmic dust, and that is, it is richer in some metals than what you find dust on Earth, native to Earth, being rich in. For example, cosmic dust is very rich in nickel. Cosmic dust is very rich in an element called iridium. Iridium, you have an enormous concentration of iridium in cosmic materials than what you have on Earth-based materials. Now, the argument goes as follows. There were some measurements that were taken of the rate of cosmic dust infall to the Earth back in the late 50s, early 60s. It was felt that most of the dust that fell into the Earth was rich in iridium and nickel. And if that is the case, given the cosmic rate that was thought to be, given the cosmic rate that people thought was in existence, this material, the addition of iridium and nickel on the surface of the Earth, and cobalt, by the way, which then would have been washed into the ocean, should have enriched the amount of nickel and cobalt and iridium in the ocean very drastically, very dramatically. However, when you look at the amount of those elements in ocean, not just in the water, dissolved in the water, but in the sediments, you find that there is not very much. And so the argument was as follows. Given the rate of inflow of this material, if it had been falling for 4.5 billion years, the washing of that material into the ocean should give us a very great amount of nickel and cobalt and iridium in the oceans. But in effect, you don't find that much. When you calculate how long the inflow rate would be operating to give you the amount of nickel and cobalt and iridium in the ocean, it was calculated to be only a few tens of thousands of years rather than a few billions of years. I looked at that argument, I found the following. First of all, the kind of material that falls to Earth is not the kind that is rich in nickel and cobalt. It turns out really it's the kind that is, there are various kinds of meteorites that fall to Earth and fall on the Moon. Some of them are rich in nickel, a good bit of it isn't. And the part that is rich in nickel is really a small fraction of the total that falls. Therefore, the amount of enrichment of ocean water over 4.5 billion years that you would have as a result of nickel and cobalt falling in from outer space really turns out to be only about 1% of the total amount of enrichment that you get just from erosion of Earth materials over 4.5 billion years. And with that, in my mind at least, it ended the discussion of feeling that the inflow rates of material to Earth is really going to enrich the amount of nickel, cobalt, and iridium that you're going to find in ocean waters. Interestingly enough, the Moon's surface, the dust on the Moon's surface, has also been examined for inflow rates. And it is felt that about 2% of the surface of the Moon is due to material falling into the Moon. 98% is a result of erosion of materials on the Moon. And this also gives us an idea of the kind of material that falls onto the Moon, the kind of material that falls onto the Earth. And again, when you look at the total addition of nickel and cobalt, you again come up with roughly about 1%, 2% at the most, of what is originally eroded from the surface of the Earth to begin with. And so that cannot be used as an argument for a young Earth. Let me just make a parenthetical remark here very briefly. Another argument that you will hear is that the Moon is young, the Earth is young, because if the Moon were as old as people feel it should be, there should be a huge dust layer on the Moon. And when the space probes landed on the Moon, especially the Apollo probes, they should have sunk down into the dust. When you look at pictures, however, you see that the probe's only sunk into the moon's surface a couple inches. Therefore, we don't have all the stuff on the moon. Therefore, the moon must be young, not old. That's an argument that's presented. Here's the problem with that argument. First of all, let me present the following. Suppose you go out to the beach, and you are on dry sand, and you step on dry sand, how far in do you sink? Maybe an inch? Maybe an inch and a half? Does it mean there's only an inch and a half of sand there? No, there's a lot of sand there, but when you sink into it, the sand packs. And you don't sink all the way down to the bottom, and that's exactly the process that is happening on the moon. There is a lot of dust there. There are feet of dust there. There are hundreds of feet of dust and rubble on the moon. But the space probe, when it landed, compresses this material down to a depth of about an inch and a half, and the rest of the material holds up the space probe. So it's not that there isn't a lot of dust on the moon. There is a lot of dust on the moon, but it compresses. Yet it's not going to sink in. The space probe isn't going to sink in. There's another thing that happens on the surface of the moon as well. The surface of the moon has no atmosphere. Therefore, the particles on the surface of the moon can weld together. And that doesn't happen so much on the Earth because the Earth has an atmosphere and tiny particles on the Earth's surface absorb air. And really, when you get two particles touching together on the surface of the Earth, it's not so much the particles that are touching together, but a layer of air that has been absorbed on the surface that's touching together, and hence particles on the surface of the Earth can remain loose. But on the surface of the moon, particles aren't covered with a layer of air that has been absorbed down to the surface. Rather, particles can touch together, and when you get the same material touching together, it can weld together. And so the surface of the moon is slightly welded together. The dust particles are slightly welded together to give you a crunchy crust, if you like. And so when the space probe lands, again, the long and short of it is that it is supported. And so the depressions that you find in the moon due to the space probes do not show that there is little dust. There is a lot of dust, but it's compressed, and it holds up the space probe. That argument cannot be used for a young Earth or a young moon.